Hello, everybody, and welcome to the studio. I'm Richard Perry, host of the B2B Audio Strategy Podcast, a new podcast in a way, but a rebranding of sorts, too. As some of you will know, I had an earlier podcast called Podcast Tips for Nonprofits, and I've decided to rebrand from that because most of my audio production work now is being done with Indigenous organizations across Canada, be they First Nations communities or Indigenous businesses, be they corporate or small, even community associations. So I thought I wanted to drill down and reach that niche specifically, thus the rebranding. So welcome, and just wanted to give you a short rundown of what we will be addressing in the weeks and months to come. In general, I'll be giving some tips, not only for beginners, but for people who've been in the podcast space for a while, but maybe just need some refreshers. And in a nutshell, I'll be looking at things like why bother podcasting in the first place, what it can do for your organization, and what it can do for you personally. I know my own personal goal with the podcast, and especially when it comes to having conversations with guests, is I need to and want to become a better listener. Like many of us, we can be sidetracked by the instantaneous feedback nowadays of being bombarded with messages, and we don't pay as much attention as we should. So that's a personal goal I have, and I hope to grow into as this show continues. So we'll talk about things like very basic podcast setups. What does it take to get started? Do you need to build a studio? No, not really. Do you need the most expensive microphone? No, not really, but I always advise getting the absolute best gear you can afford because crappy sound just scares people off the internet and it will scare people away from your show. We'll talk about how to record. What kind of microphones do you need? What kind of a setup? What kind of editing gear? I've gone the full range, I guess, from open source Audacity to some more expensive programs like Adobe Audition and Hindenburg. And as much as I like them, I always recommend that people get started with that open source software. You can really accomplish just about anything you need to. We'll talk about interview formats, what makes sense for your show. And of course, you can change it up on the fly as well. I mean, this program, I'm guessing I'll start with some basic tips in maybe 5 or 10 minutes or less. But from time to time, I'm going to reach out to Indigenous podcasters and organizations that are entering this space. And I'd like to interview them about their experience. Why did they decide to get into podcasting? What they hope to accomplish with it? And just to share their real-world experiences with you. I think that's important. We're a growing community. The stats show that worldwide. Podcasting is really catching on. And it's wonderful to hear from other people to learn from their experiences. We'll talk about getting guests, how to get guests, how to record them remotely, what kind of gear you might want to take to a remote location. We'll talk about hosting and distribution, which companies out there should you be considering if you're looking for a hosting company, as opposed to just having it on your website, which is not a very good idea, and we'll explain why in future episodes. And whatever, I guess, odds and sods that will come up, and I really want to encourage you to reach out to me and let me know what you'd like to hear on the show, whether it's of a technical nature. I'm not an audio engineer by any stretch of the imagination, but I have picked up a few things along the way, not only from my earlier broadcasting career, but also in the podcast space, as I now, I guess this will be my fourth show since my very first podcast way back in 2008. I had a little show on iTunes called 10 Minute PR. So I've made some big mistakes, but I'm learning along the way, and I hope you can join me in this journey. And we'll do some learning together. So again, any questions, please email me at richard@richardperry.ca. And I'll be sending out links soon to all the different podcast channels where you can listen to the show. So signing off from my podcast studio, I'm Richard Perry. Thank you for listening.